Welcome to the Empowering Women Got a Minute podcast, sharing how women find empowerment each and every day. Join our host, Brianna Hinkle, as she chats with guests to see what drives them in their careers, hobbies, and family in just 20 minutes or less. So now take a minute with us and feel empowered. Sponsored by Pilera Health, guiding your way to wellness since 1966. The mission of Pilera Health is to provide accessible, compassionate, holistic healthcare that strengthens our community. For more information, call 928-445-5211. Today, we are talking sisterhood and entrepreneurship with Lola and Gina from Rockin' Smiles. Lola and Gina are sisters, mothers, and entrepreneurs. They came together to bring you Rockin' Smiles and are proud to serve the beautiful communities of Prescott and Prescott Valley. They specialize in professional teeth whitening services. Their team of experienced professionals are committed to enhancing your smile and boosting your self-confidence. Hello, Lola and Gina. We would love to take a minute to chat with you today about being moms and entrepreneurs. So Lola, tell us a little more about Rockin' Smiles.
So Rockin' Smiles is a sister-owned company. We're also moms. She has one daughter. I have three, all girls. Aww. So we decided to start this company to kind of give us more freedom to be with our children, but also help our husbands make a little bit of income. We offer teeth whitening and tooth gems. Our gels are all FDA grade. So all good gels, they're cruelty free, they're gluten free. And we also have home care products that we can offer to help after the treatments for sensitivity or to maintain your whitening. And we are located in Prescott inside the Crimson Chair Salon.
Oh, great, great. That's a good location. And I love that you have so many women in your family, young, you know, girls in your family. That's so awesome. That's so great. Raising up the next generation of entrepreneurs right there. So Gina, what made you guys decide to start this business? You kind of touched on, you know, wanting to, or Lola touched on wanting to be, have a little more available time. Is there any other reason why you specifically chose teeth whitening?
So she's been in the dental field for about 12 years. I personally have like about 4 years, but in the veterinarian dental field.
Oh, okay.
But I am now a cosmetologist as well. So, but we also started this because our mom has passed and she always wanted us to be closer. And that's something that she always wanted us to do. So we decided to get closer and to just be together and support each other. We decided that we both have a mutual love for teeth and we started our teeth whitening business.
Oh, that's such a, I love that. And I love that you guys did this together. And so what, Lola, I guess that kind of takes me into my next question. Lola, what is the best thing about working with your sister?
Well, the best thing about working with her is that we feel comfortable with one another. It's easy to communicate. It's easy for her to cover if I have to watch the baby or if we need to watch her kids. And, you know, we just good communication. And then I feel like people can feel that we're family and it makes them also feel like family when they come in. It's a very comfortable environment.
It sounds like it. It sounds like it because it sounds, well, you guys both seem very friendly and welcoming just even through this podcast. So I can imagine being sitting in the chair and, you know, feeling at ease, especially for first time, you know, clients. I'm sure that it's kind of a little bit, I think sometimes people probably assume it's more like dental work rather than, you know,
exactly.
It's not like the dentist, right? You're not pulling teeth. So Gina, what do you believe has been the hardest thing to balance while with being, for both of you guys being moms and entrepreneurs, what's that hard balance there?
Probably time. It's very hard, you know, trying to figure out appointments, who's going to watch the kids, you know, it's just very, you know, we have dogs, all that fun stuff. So it's just very difficult with time, I feel like. But we're kind of starting to get into the hang of things, which has been really nice.
That's great. And how long have you been running this business?
Since the end of August, we started.
Oh, wow. So it's really new. That's exciting. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that is the hardest thing I find with all entrepreneurs that we've interviewed is time.
Yeah.
Enough time, or, you know, trying to manage time. And, but it sounds like since you two work so well together, and because you're sisters and aunts, and you are able to kind of balance that a little easier than some other probably partnerships could.
Yes, we help each other out a lot.
Yeah, I'm sure. And some partnerships, you can't be like, can you please watch my kids, you know?
Yeah.
So that's great. That's awesome. So Lola, what do you believe makes someone smile so important, and do you have any stories about gain confidence after a treatment?
Yeah, of course. So
sponsored by Finley Toyota in Prescott, Arizona. For all your Toyota and used car needs, visit FinleyToyotaPrescott.com.
Statistically speaking, the feature that people notice first is your smile. So I feel like within meeting somebody, that it's very important to feel confident within your smile. You want to feel like it looks great. And then that confidence will flow throughout your day and how you interact with other people. So that's why I feel like it's, you know, a smile is very important. And then we've had a lot of success stories. I've had a smoker, and he also chewed tobacco, and his teeth had like that, you know, tobacco-y tinge. And he went up about 10 shades in just 45 minutes. And Whoa. Then we had another girl, she came in and she was almost in tears. She was so happy how her results came out, again, in just about an hour.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. And so I'll ask Gina, because on the website you offer quite a few packages, but what can somebody expect from a treatment? Because it sounds like maybe the treatments aren't that long. You don't have to sit in the chair for very long. Is that correct?
Yeah, so it's so depending on the package, like our basic package, it's 3 15-minute sessions. And then with the other three, it's 2 20-minute sessions. So our regular one is just for like surface stains. And then our middle package is for just like a heavy coffee drinker, everyday wine drinker. And then our third package is like more for people who have been smoking for years and years, very deep seated stains on their teeth. And then our 24K package is like for people who have really sensitive teeth, and it actually has nanoparticles of genuine gold in it.
Whoa, that's cool.
Yeah.
See, I never knew there was so much that you could choose from for teeth whitening, because I think, you know, yes. It's been kind of an era of just the white strips or something.
Yes. And each package, the gels get higher in hydrogen peroxide.
Okay. And so how long do you think like a treatment lasts? So if you went from like, depending, I guess, I'm sure it depends on which package, but what would you say is the estimate?
So it really depends like for your home care. So if you're, you know, a heavy drinker or like a heavy coffee drinker or wine drinker, I would probably say like every 3 months you'd get it done. If you're not a heavy drinker with coffee and wine or a smoker, I would probably say like 6 months.
Oh, good. That's yeah. Awesome. That's so neat. I'm sure the results are just so impressive. Can people see some before and afters on your website?
Yes. So we're going to be posting, some of those, but we do have all of them on our Instagram.
Mm-hmm. On the Instagram. Okay. Wonderful. Yep. And then, is there anything else you would like to tell us about Rockin' Smiles or, anything else that you offer or anything new that you might be coming up offering?
Well, like I said, we do offer tooth gems, and it's kind of an up and coming thing. It's just a little bit of composite that holds the gem on the tooth and just adds a little sparkle. Ooh. A lot of people seem to just like that. We have different designs. They're all Swarovski crystals or like opal. They're very pretty and they can come off whenever, but they can last up to 6 months or longer.
Oh, wow. Okay. And so that's just another thing people can book on your website too. Ah, that's so cool. Well, thank you guys. So we are now going into our rapid fire questions, which we ask everybody. We ask people different questions, and I'm going to ask for both of your answers. So starting off, Lola, who is your hero?
I think we both, I know you said separately, but I think we both would agree it's our mom. She fought really hard with her battle with breast cancer, but unfortunately, you know, she didn't win that battle. But in our eyes, she's our hero because she went through a lot and she's a strong
and
woman.
She was always a very hard worker and she taught us very good morals.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, moms hold a special part of our, a piece of our heart for sure. And I'm sorry to hear of her passing. What is your favorite part of your day?
Mine's breakfast. I personally, like, I think about it when I go to sleep at night. I just love getting up with my kids and just, aww, it's the start of the day. And I just love eating breakfast with them and just, they're just chatterboxes. So I hear about everything just right before school starts.
Oh, I love that. And what about you, Gina? What's your favorite part of the day?
I absolutely enjoy spending time with my daughter. She's kind of like at that age now where she's talking a lot more. She's getting her personality and she's just so much fun to hang out with. And I absolutely love it.
Oh, I love that. That's so cool. It's probably cool to see her develop and her, that personality developing.
Yes, it is. It's awesome. She'll be 4 in on the 23rd.
Oh my gosh. Well, mm-hmm. Exciting. Happy early birthday to her. And then for each of you, what is your favorite word?
Right now, I know it sounds so silly, but somehow this little girl right here, she got a nickname QB. I don't know how that happened, but everybody, even our older daughters, call her QB. So it's just kind of our little thing and it's cute. And it's probably my favorite word right now because it's
That's stuck. Cute. I love that. And Gina, what's your favorite word?
I don't know. I'd probably say I call my daughter Cookie. She's my little cookie. She's a cookie monster. She loves cookies. So that's probably would be my favorite word for right now.
Oh, well, her and I would be good friends because I love cookies too. So that don't we all? I mean.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, ladies. And then will you take a moment just to remind the listeners of how they can learn more about Rockin' Smiles?
Yes. Yeah, so on our website, it's www.rockinsmilesprescott.com. It goes over all of our packages. It has testimonials. It shows our take-home products. And the email on there will email me. So with any questions, I'm pretty quick about responding. And then again, our Instagram page, which is @rockin_smiles_, that shows all of our results and past customers and more testimonials. It's basically our business page.
Sponsored by Waters Garden Center for all your gardening needs in the Quad City areas. For more information, visit watersgardencenter.com. Thank you for listening to Empowering Women, Got a Minute? We hope you tune in next week, and you can check out any of our episodes at PrescottWomanMagazine.com. Talk to you later.